Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 13th of October 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I am coming, of course, to the end of my 2 weeks off work, which means it's back to work tomorrow. Not looking forward to it, in all honesty. But I feel I have accomplished a lot over this last couple of weeks. I generally, when I have time off work, I'm not the type of person that sits around on beaches doing nothing. I like to be doing things. Often I need a couple of weeks off work to do projects. And obviously, we've been doing quite a few projects here at home, what with switching offices, decorating, new carpet has gone down, and a lot of great advantages like that. But more importantly, I have spent a bit of time in the garden. I mean, I'm not happy. The garden itself isn't looking too bad. There's a lot of tidying up that needs doing. But because it's been so wet, it's been very difficult to cut the grass, including down on the allotment. And I look at the allotment at the moment, I think, oh, a little bit messy for my liking. And the main reason is because the grass is just getting so long, it's difficult to get on top of it. But once we are on top of it, it doesn't take long to get back on top of it. You just need to get better dry weather so we can cut the grass. However, when I was on the allotment yesterday, I did discover somehow somebody has thrown some garden waste onto my allotment. And in an area, it neighbours with my neighbours who are being evicted. And I'll be honest, that area is a mess. It's very difficult to really get anywhere with that bit because it's so difficult with my neighbour's allotment, just everything coming over, and it's been difficult. So I think somebody has dumped these, basically a branch off an apple tree. They've dumped it there because they think it's just another compost heap type thing. I'm a little annoyed about it. I will talk to our allotment people at some point and sort of say, look, found this, what's going on? Ultimately, I think if it was tidier, it probably wouldn't have happened as well. And this is one of those annoying things that I want a tidy allotment at all times. I want a tidy garden at all times. But I'm sure that if you're like me, you're working 5 days a week, maybe more. You may be not even home every day and things like that. It is difficult to try and keep on top of things. And I do suffer from ADD, as I've mentioned before. And that does also make things very tricky when it comes to keeping things tidy. It's not an important job for me. But, you know, I can see it now. And sometimes what I find best thing to do when it comes to keeping things tidy is taking photographs. I think I've mentioned this before. I will take a photograph and I won't see any problem when I'm taking that photo. But when I get back, get it on the PC, have a look at it, edit it, I can see a lot of problems that I don't see when I'm generally on the allotment or on in the garden, in the mode. Also happens with videos. When I take videos as well, I see things that I don't see at the time. Now, I use this to my advantage sometimes because when I am looking at things, I quite often take photos of the allotment. And when I am thinking everything's okay, I find that by taking a photo, all of a sudden I can see some of the problems. So, you know, don't dismiss taking photos. Obviously, in the days when we used to have film and the cameras had to be processed, it was a little bit hard to do this. But now with digitals, we can take as many photos as we like and it doesn't cost us anything. We can easily just delete the photos once we're done. Obviously, I am a bit of a shutterbug. I do like to take quite a few photos. I've been playing around with my camera today. Once again, now I've finished one project, I can get back on to using the camera. Now, something else that I've done today is, of course, sowed a cauliflower from this month's gift pack or seed pack. Now, cauliflower for me is one of those vegetables that you either like or hate. And I quite like cauliflower, especially fresh cauliflower. And the trouble with cauliflower, it is one of the hardest vegetables to grow. And I included cauliflower a couple of months back, which is going to be our winter vegetable, a winter cauliflower. This vegetable that we're sowing now, this is going to be for spring. So it's going to be right in the middle of that hunger gap when we're going to be expecting very little food. So by sowing it now, we will get food during that hunger gap when there's little food available. Now, what I've done, I've sown my cauliflower seeds into plug plant trainers, as I often do. And they will grow quite happily in that. Once they germinate, we will then pot them up into bigger pots to give them more room in multi-purpose compost at that point and allow them to grow. They'll probably take a couple of weeks to germinate. I will keep them indoors or in the greenhouse for germination. Once I've potted them up, I will pot them into the greenhouse. Now, I've got to say that all these young cauliflowers, they're going to struggle outside over the winter. They're going to be too small to really survive the winter. So they're going to need to be under some sort of protection, be it cloches, be it under cold frames or something like that. That will just help get them through the winter. Doesn't take much to give them a bit of protection, just a decent cold frame. Even a plastic bottle popped over them will be enough. It's just to keep them a little bit warmer, a little bit protected through the winter. Now, these will grow quite slowly over winter, but they will be growing. Come the spring, they will start growing once again. And because they have been started off early, they will start to show good growth quite early on in the season. And of course, added to that, what that means is that we will get the cauliflower earlier in the season as well. One of the problems I find with cauliflowers, especially when we grow them in the summer or for summer, is that they have a tendency to bolt. Now, this is often because in the summer it's too hot for them. So I find by growing them over winter or even into the winter in the cooler parts of the year, they are less likely to bolt. Now, club root can be a problem. If you've had club root in your garden or in the soil, it can stay in there for up to 20 years, which is a massive, massive problem, massive inconvenience for the brassica family. Personally, I've never suffered with it myself. It usually comes in through plants that haven't been looked after so well or have had club root in their soil from where they came from. So, you know, grown from seed reduces the risk of catching club root anyway, but it can be a bit of a big problem and it will decimate your brassicas. So be wary of that. As far as I'm aware, there's no actual treatment. It's just an horrible pest, horrible disease that stays in the soil for 20 years. It's a long time problem. Right, I am going to wrap this one up for Sunday. We will be back again on Thursday with another Plans for the Weekend podcast, etc., etc. Added to that, I've edited tomorrow's podcast. I've got to add the finishing touches tomorrow. Normally, I edit all the podcasts up on a Monday night. And Amanda, we used to go out for the night to the gym or something, and that used to leave me to do that. But I've been editing it today to try and get to bed a little bit earlier on a Monday night. And I'm looking forward to this one. I'm talking about using cardboard as a weed suppressor mulch. We've got mulches for free, and I've built a hotbed all coming up tomorrow. Plus, Chef Scott has a really lovely recipe, which is already up on the website. Cannot wait to cook this one myself. Right, guys, you take care, and I will speak to you again next time. So until then, please take care.